Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. CBS News has learned an unknown and unauthorized third party has gained access to 24 depositions of witnesses tied to investigations into Matt Gaetz, the Trump pick for attorney general. CBS's Scott McFarland says it comes amid an unreleased House ethics report.
Democrats in that panel have been saying unequivocally they think this should be in the hands of U.S. senators, that senators should review what they have on Matt Gaetz before deciding whether or not to confirm him as the nation's top law enforcement officer. Talking to U.S. senators today, it's become clear they seem to be already frustrated and fatigued with the questions.
The White House blasts new nuclear rhetoric from Russia on a day when Ukraine has put American long-range missiles to use.
1,000 days after Russia invaded Ukraine, 2 days after President Biden granted Ukraine's wish to fire U.S. supplies long-range missiles into Russia, President Vladimir Putin has lowered the nuclear threshold, saying Russia could be prepared to pull the nuclear trigger in response to an act of conventional warfare that's supported by a nuclear power. The White House has just slammed what it calls Russia's irresponsible rhetoric. CBS News can confirm that Ukraine has now fired U.S.-made attack-a missiles into Russia. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell tells Congress there's an investigation into allegations that hurricane assistance was denied to some Trump supporters.
I do not believe that this employee's actions are indicative of any widespread cultural problems at FEMA. FEMA, however, has taken appropriate action to ensure that this matter is fully investigated. And I am committed to ensuring that nothing like this ever happens again.
Flash flooding is expected in parts of the Pacific Northwest as a major storm system gathers steam. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
You've got an incredibly powerful bomb cyclone, which is essentially a strengthening low pressure system that's going to feed in one of the strongest atmospheric rivers of the season so far. While some places could see nearly 20 inches of rain,
some higher elevations in the west could see heavy snow. No. Bloomberg reports the Justice Department plans to ask a judge to force Google's parent company to sell Chrome, the internet browser. Follows a landmark ruling that found the company created an illegal monopoly on search engines. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Owning the number one browser provides critical user data for its advertising. Further, as artificial intelligence becomes more integrated into search, any restrictions could prevent Google's chance of being a market leader.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 130, the S&P and NASDAQ are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Another state title could come to Racine Thursday night. St. Cats will compete in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin-Woodville Thursday night at 7. The game will be broadcast here on WRJN with coverage starting at 6:30. Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a data center campus near I-94. If approved, the land west of 142 would be annexed from the town of Paris into Kenosha. Racine County has their own data center project going up, with Microsoft's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The town of Waterford is considering a long-term contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented options to town residents last night. The Sheriff's Office has been helping in Waterford since investigations into the department started earlier this year. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. That is set to bring 700 residential units over the next decade. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
the Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 57.
And it's now time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. It's sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. When you got a moment, go to racinediscenter.com or visit their clinic in person on Rapids Drive, just east of Gough Avenue on Racine. And again, we want to thank Racine Disc Center for bringing us Paul Harvey and...
Now, the rest of the story. Charlie Zulrich is trying to avoid the news media, and that's understandable. Reporters routinely descend on lottery winners for every angle, for news, for features. So when Charlie bought that winning lottery ticket last January, everybody wanted to know what it felt like. Well, now, Charlie's a nice guy, and he didn't mind answering questions for a while, but after a point, he just had to say no more interviews, and there have been no more interviews. So what you're about to hear has been pieced together from newspaper articles at the time and from a nice chat with the folks at Ollie's Tavern. That is where it all began. Charlie Zulrich is a likable gentleman, lives in St. Louis with his wife, has a grown daughter. He also has some friends across the Mississippi River in Columbia, Illinois. Ollie Hook, the owner and proprietor of Ollie's Tavern, and Ollie's barmaid, Sue Zera, Z-E-R-A. Now, Charlie Zulrich has been buying lottery tickets from barmaid Sue ever since either can remember. But nobody at Ollie's will ever forget that Wednesday in January when Charlie came in and bought the big one. By mistake. Now, the mistake was not his, it was Sue Zera's. For when Charlie walked into Ollie's that morning, he requested 50 quick picks for Saturday's drawing. The barmaid by accident pushed the wrong button, producing lottery tickets for Wednesday instead. Well, Charlie looked at the tickets. He said, wait a minute, these aren't the ones that I wanted. And Sue glanced at the tickets, then back at the machine, and she realized her error and she apologized. Sue said that she was sorry, that she had run off the wrong tickets, but what did it matter? A chance was a chance. If Charlie were lucky, he'd be just as lucky with one day's tickets as with another's. But Charlie was adamant. He insisted he wanted tickets for Saturday's drawing, and he wanted none other. And Sue had pushed the wrong button. It had been her mistake, and she was going to have to make good. Well, that's when Sue Zera meekly informed her friend that once a lottery ticket has been issued, it cannot be canceled. Charlie was stuck with Sue's mistake. Well, now you see what's come of that slip of the finger. Among those lottery tickets that could not be canceled was the winning one. Now, at the outset of this visit, I told you that Charlie Zulrich is not talking to reporters anymore. And I'm just surmising this next. I'm just imagining that one reason could be the kidding that Charlie has been taking over these past few months. And under the circumstances, it would not be at all nice to make fun of him. For you see, when the barmaid at Ollie's Tavern tried to persuade Charlie to take those erroneously issued tickets, Charlie adamantly refused. Ultimately,
refused. And that meant that the barmaid, Sue Zara, she had to pay for her own mistake. She had to buy those tickets for herself, which she did. They became hers. And because her finger accidentally hit the wrong button, Sue was left in legal possession of the lottery ticket worth $10 million. Now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, man, this is why I love Paul Harvey. Oh, my goodness. God rest his soul. Gave us a lot of enjoyment for 57 years on WRJN. And it's real fun to carry his show and listen to him again. He never disappoints. But right now, it's time for some music. Steve, Stevie Wonder, Uptight.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy, be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. For
you What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Goodness, Beach Boys. I love that song. That's your earworm for today. Yeah, that's right. Good luck getting rid of that out of your ear, man. That is still a great song from a dear friend I've got listening. I won't say your name, but you know who you are listening to me right now. I didn't want to say her name on the air, but she loves her Beach Boys, and I love playing it for her. Hey, the Packers are heading to San Francisco Sunday, November 24th, and we are going to be airing it live here with the pregame starting at 1 and the kickoff just after 3. We've got Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron. Boy, they do a great job, too. And they'll give you all the action Sunday on WRJN. So, you know, if you're not in front of the TV, you can listen to the broadcast on 1400 AM. You can listen to it 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. And Packer football is brought to us by Easy Mobility Solution, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you get a chance, you go and buy there, stop in and thank them for bringing us Packer football live on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
Ahead. Two hits with that same song there. That original and then the slower version he did in 74. It was great. Here's Diana Ross and Supremes and Love Child.
You think that I don't feel
guilt in me. Don't think that I don't need ya. Don't think I don't wanna please ya. But no child of mine will be bearing the name of shame. I've been wearing a child, a child, never quite as good.
Appreciate that song more now than when it first came out. You know, the older you get, the more you go, ah, that's what they're saying in the song. Keeping in mind that the person that wrote this song was probably in the early 20s when they did it. And you only now get it when you're 64 years old. Oh, okay, that's what they're talking about. Ugh. It's so much fun to get old, isn't it? I love, of course, it beats the alternative. So, hey, you know, when it's covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, the Badgers, the Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, and we sure thank God for him, every hour at the top of the hour with WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine will be in primetime Thursday night. The number one ranked Racine St. Catharines Angels will play at 7 Thursday night in the Division IV State Championship. They'll play Baldwin-Woodville in a contest that will be heard on WRJN. There are four championship games at Camp Randall in Madison Thursday, with three more Friday. Coverage starts at 6:30 Thursday night for the St. Cats game. Kenosha could soon get their own data center. According to documents online, City of Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a four-building data center campus. It would be north of 142 and west of I-94. The proposed 240-acre site is just farmland, homes, and woods at this point. If the project goes forward, the land would be annexed from the town of Paris into Kenosha. Microsoft is currently working in Mount Pleasant on a $3.3 billion data center project. It looks like Racine and Kenosha auto parts stores will be saved. A filing with the state shows Advanced Auto Parts plans to close six Milwaukee-area stores as part of a reorganization. For now, the closures in Wisconsin are limited to those in Milwaukee. Sleetwood Mac, Mr. Plow, and Scoop Dog. Those are just a few of the names suggested for the Racine County Highway Department's plow naming contest. Darth Blader, Plowy McPlowface, and Blizzard Skinnerd are a few more of the options. They're done taking suggestions in the contest. Now it's time to vote for your favorite name. If you want to play along, there's a link on the Racine County website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. Currently, it's 55 degrees. WRJN.
Come and knock it around my door. Don't wanna see your shadow no more. Colored lights can't.
and timeless hits, WRJN, Tell a Friend. It's Peter and Gordon, I Go to Pieces, and WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true, but they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. Till we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Sing a lonely song of a deep blue dream.
the Doors on WRJN as we keep on dancing with the Gentrys.
I keep on dancing for
shape. I really fell out of line this time. I really missed the gate. The birds on the telephone lines are crying out to me.
Next time.
And I won't be so blind next time. And I'll find some harmony.
But it's going to take some time. This time,
and I can't make demands. But like the young trees in the winter time, I'll learn how to bend. After all the tears we spent, how could we make amends? So it's one more round for experience, and I'm all. Demand.
Carpenters on WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. And that tune just makes me want to run out and get a record player and then also go over to Ray's Time and Again, Music and More, and beautiful, sunny, always sunny, Sturdivant, and buy my Carpenters album. You know, I did actually have, I had several Carpenters albums, and I don't know what the heck happened to them, but you know how it was with CDs coming in, you take it all to the secondhand bookstore and you sell it. Now you got to go back there, but myself, I prefer to go to Ray because he's the musical expert, and if he doesn't have it, he'll get it for you. Ray's at Time and Again, Music and More, Sturdivant, bringing us our artist of record, and tomorrow it's Jim Croce, and that your chance to win would be between 9 and 1. Tomorrow when you hear Jim Croce right here on WRJN.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
timeless hits. Tell a friend about WRJN and news. CBS National News, Stuart J. Wallace of Local News, and Mike Clemens with sports coming up in the next couple of minutes here.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Breaking news from New York, where prosecutors say they will oppose dismissing Donald Trump's hush money case, but could be open to delaying his sentencing. Trump's lawyers have asked for a